10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 19. Hello and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, and this is episode number 19 on a cold Colorado day. Now, speaking to you from our headquarters in Colorado Springs, where that's where the podcasts originate from, and it finally has turned cool. Not just cool, but cold. However, we still have some high 60s days. And yet, in fact, today I was out playing catch with my son, invited me over, and we threw the ball around. I don't know how much longer we'll get a chance to do that. But anyway, it is good to get out and get some exercise, did some bike riding today. And as I'm recording this, we had a day, around 60 or so. So I was able to get out and do that, although the temperatures did fall. I'm a guy who's not big into snow, and I know we've got some snow coming, and it's going to be another long winter here in Colorado. I want to let you know that as we get started here, make sure you go ahead and grab that 10-point recruiting checklist. It's free. Offer that right on my homepage at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. Grab the 10-point recruiting checklist. Go through that. It will help you walk through the whole recruiting process. There are also some links to resources there, and I've had hundreds of people get that checklist, and I'm going to leave it up for a while right on the homepage. You just download it. This is not a book. It's not even a manual or a pamphlet or anything like that. It's simply two pages, electronic download that you can grab, and it's got it right there. 10-point recruiting checklist, absolutely free. Looking forward to getting it in your hands. Well, the topic of conversation here today, we had in our last episode, went kind of on the negative side. Let's go on the positive side. I want to talk to you about 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. To rephrase that a little bit, I'd like to actually put it this way. 10 rules of recruiting an athletic scholarships. 10 rules of recruiting and athletic scholarships. And within that is that whole thought of 10 winning moves, of course, but maybe I got a little bit overzealous when I titled this, but 10 recruiting and athletic scholarship rules. Let's go through that right now, because I think this will help you put things in perspective and see if you're on the right path or not. I may put a little bit of check in your spirit as far as, does this, what you're doing now, the process you're going through, are there any things in there that raise red flags? And maybe these will do that and put you on the right course. But let's go through 10 of these rules of recruiting and athletic scholarships. And number one is know when to start. Know when to start. Of course, that's a winning move too. Know when to start. And that's the number one question I get from parents. When should I start the recruiting process? I remember getting an email from one parent whose son was a senior asking if it was too late. And a moment later, literally, I received an email from a freshman parent asking if it was too early. So as you can see, there's some confusion out there. You should start early. In fact, there's things you can do in the freshman year. But even if you're in your senior year, it's probably not too late. You just have to work faster. And here we are, you know, almost halfway through senior year. And in some cases, it's going to be really tough. But let me talk to those who are in between there. Coaches normally can't contact your son or daughter until junior year, except in certain cases. But there's so much you can do before that year. A lot of groundwork can be done. Without overwhelming you with a list of things, let me tell you that you can be researching schools and programs now, even before junior year. Get an education on what's out there. That way you'll be miles ahead when it's time to kick the recruiting engine into gear. Junior year is the sweet spot. Sophomore year is a way to run up to it, but there is work you can do in your freshman year, so you don't have to compress it all together, but you don't have to be in full swing. Here is another winning move, a recruiting rule number two. It takes hard work. Yep, without a doubt. When I was working with my sons on an athletic scholarship, one of the things I learned is it does take hard work, and that's still true today. Recently, I read a story about a high school senior Her name is Lindsay, and she accepted a scholarship offer for volleyball. She had interest from several schools, including New Hampshire, Oregon State, Louisiana Tech, I think Lewis and Clark College, Dominican University, UC Santa Barbara, UC Riverside. So a lot of schools. She chose Sonoma State, which is near her hometown. And she said this. She said, "I like working hard to play well. I don't mind breaking a sweat. I'll do everything I can to improve my game and be there for the team." So that's the same way in this whole recruiting thing. Parents, athletes, you got to be willing to work hard. You got to be willing to break a sweat in this. The scholarships aren't just going to come to you. The offers aren't just going to come to you. You got to reach out. My number one thing I always say is you got to take the initiative. So my question to you is, how's your work ethic? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? Parent, athlete, hard work is an ingredient most athletes need to perform at their best. So you know what that's all about, that work ethic. And in the same way, in this athletic scholarship field, you got to be able to have a good work ethic to have the best chance at an athletic scholarship. Okay, on to number 3 in the 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. Recruiting rule number 3, the right fit is the most important goal. I've talked about that over and over again in past podcast episodes, but I got to hit it hard again here, just so it rises to the top, the right fit. There's no shortage of school choices when it comes to seeking the place where you want to compete. In fact, the whole process can be overwhelming. There's a lot of choices out there. But how many players do you hear about that transfer after 1 or 2 years because the program wasn't what they'd expected? And I mentioned that in a previous episode. I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those guys that transferred after my first year. It all worked out really well, and it happens all the time. And it's not like it's going to end your career. It didn't end mine. It helped me. But I didn't know what the right fit was going in, honestly. So you got to look at things besides athletics. You got to look at academics. You've got to look at college life. You got to look at the finances. There's so many things that you need to be thinking about, so many factors for this to be the right fit. I've come up with a tool I call the report card. Just as coaches have a report card on you, student athlete, you need to have a report card on these institutions and programs. So you're able to have certain things that are part of this report card of factors you're looking at to make your school choice. So, like I said, the academics, the athletics, the program, college life, finances, a number of things. You can take a look at it objectively. I've referred to that in future episodes. So that is huge. That is huge. The right fit is the most important goal. Okay, let's hit number 4 of the 10 winning moves. It's recruiting rule number 4. Parents must participate. What's the role of parents in the scholarship and recruiting process? Well, your son or daughter has his or her hands full with school and athletics. You want them to get good grades. You want them to perform well. And supporting, they do their best. But with these two areas, taking the big load in pursuing the scholarship from the end of communicating with coaches and all the paperwork that has to be submitted and all that is tough. So as a parent, you need to take the lead in this whole process as schools are contacted, as emails are written, letters are written responding to coaches' inquiries. You need to come alongside the student athlete and be able to be the administrator in this whole process. Recruiting rule number 5 in the 10 winning moves, here it is. The recruiting process is year-round. Now, if you realize that, then you're going to win. If you realize you're going to win, it seems like people look at this in the fall or during signing week, but it really is a year-round process. Coaches are looking year-round at athletes. Don't get caught up into thinking, I can just work on this for a couple months and let it slide. You gotta put yourself in front of coaches year-round. Compile your stats, make lists of schools, continue to send out emails. Don't wait to where you think might be recruiting season because it is year round. Number six in the 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship is make sure you keep the coach's interest. Keep the coach's interest. Some of the comments I receive are like this. An athlete will say, I filled out the coach's questionnaire, but I didn't hear back. Or things were going great. I got a couple letters from the coach, a couple emails, a phone call. All of a sudden, though, she stopped contacting me. Or here's one that I get, something like this. I'm not sure why the coach has lost interest in me. At least I think he's lost interest. I haven't heard from him in a few months. So that's typical. You've got to do things to keep the coach's interest. They're looking for athletes that have an interest in their school, that are taking the initiative, that keep the relationship going. Yes, they keep the relationship going too, but they have a lot of athletes, a lot of recruits they're pursuing. So do your part. The coach gets swamped. He wants you to show more initiative. And there are times too that he or she can't legally contact you more than he or she has because of NCAA recruiting rules. But do your part, okay, to keep the coach's interests. Another thing, too, is athletes have moved ahead of you, your son or daughter, on the coach's list. So you got to remind the coach that you're there. You've got to keep the interest level up. You've got to continue to present up-to-date information to these coaches to show that your interest is there. Number seven, as we're running out of time here in the 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. And this one is a good one, something you really got to know about. The roles of email and snail mail. Know the roles of email and snail mail. In this digital world, there's just a tendency to go all digital, send all email, never write a letter to a coach, never send a packet. And I got to tell you, coming out of the gate, you're just never sure where your email's going, whether it's going into that email black hole. And that could be a really big reason why the coach isn't responding to you, because they never got the email. So email is a good tool. I highly recommend you do that, but always follow it up if you have to with snail mail or a phone call. Coaches get dozens of emails every day, and yours could get lost or automatically get sent to junk mail. You just never know. You want to make a good first impression, so do what you can to stand out. And with the number of athletes who are using digital and not using regular physical packets of information, hey, if you use a physical packet, you are going to stand out. So consider that. Number eight, academics count more than ever before. Academics count more than ever before. Programs can get penalized when athletes do not do up to their potential, when athletes drop out. The NCAA makes it imperative that teams keep their student athletes in good academic standings. In fact, it has what it calls the academic progress rate, and when a team falls below a certain level, the team will be penalized, including losing athletic scholarships. So you've got to be able to keep your academics up, student athlete, in high school, because coaches are looking for good student athletes. And number nine on the 10 winning moves, know how to get started. Know how to get started. That you may be at a point now where you're going, man, we don't know as a family how to get started here. What's the first thing to do? Well, first, write personal emails to 40 or 50 coaches. That's the way you do. Just introduce yourself. Let the coaches know you are sincerely interested. Most schools don't have budgets to travel to do extensive recruiting. So if you take the initiative and raise your hand and say, hey, we're interested, you're going to get a response. Second, respond quickly to any coach that writes back to you. And third, send updates to your list of schools. That, again, to show your interest and show that this is a continued interest. But to get started, make sure you write those personal emails to 40 to 50 coaches, personal letters to 40 to 50 coaches. And then here's number 10. I want to conclude with this one on the 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. Avoid burnout by having fun. Yeah. There's an athlete, a girl named Sarah. She's 17, not part of any high school team. And as a senior at a Southern California high school, she wouldn't go near a volleyball game. She failed to make the team when she was a freshman. She had considered trying out for something else, but eventually concluded that playing in high school sports, and I quote her, she said, doesn't look fun. Parents, make this a fun experience. Yeah, it's work, but make it positive and fun. You are the leader in this whole recruiting experience. Parents, as your son or daughter competes in athletics, make that a fun experience. Don't have them burn out on their sport before their time. You got to keep it fun for them. Make it enjoyable. And parent, I know as a parent, it begins with us. We're the ones who can really make this a positive, fun experience for our kids. So avoid burnout and have fun. So there you go, 10 winning moves to an athletic scholarship. If you have a question for me, I didn't get a chance to take any today, answer any, go ahead and write me at John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. John at recruitme.com. And in just a little over 15 minutes, I think, I've covered it. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. That's what you get every Tuesday on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I know this was fast. I mean, I really flew through this. But, you know, just sometimes you got to do that. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving this Thursday, okay?